degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of the month means our Greenwich Real Estate Report time, joined in studio by the Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2020 GAR President John McAtee. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, John. And Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
Good morning, Tony. Happy New Year.
All right. Well, let's see how we closed out 2019. Stacy, what were some of the numbers from December?
All right. December numbers. So there were 37 single-family closings reported as compared to 50 in December 2018. The median sale price for a single-family home increased to $1.825 million. Up from $1.487 million in December 2018. The average days on market increased slightly to 258 days from 250 days in December 2018. For condos and co-ops, we had 15 closings there as opposed to 23 the year prior. And then the median sale price increased slightly to $687,000 from $685,000. And the average days on market for condos and co-ops was 197, which was a decrease, a good thing, from 254 days in December 2018.
All right. Well, the big thing that catches my eye is, of course, the number of closings from 50 down to 37. That's pretty significant, isn't it? 26%, if my math is right. I'm not sure. But
yeah.
Your math is correct.
Yes, it is.
Correct. Yes. So Stacy referenced December numbers are off. And typically for December, we will have over 50 closings as a lot of year-end transactions take place. So that actually reflects the worst December we've had in 7 years. And every area in town was down. It was actually the first month where every area was down as related to the December of 2018. So what that really did was make a very weak fourth quarter. As you may remember, we discussed the first 4 months of the year were very challenging in 2018, where we were off 25 to 30%. And then the next 7 months, there was some real stability. But with December being as weak as it was, our fourth quarter numbers were, for the entire market, 117 units, which brought that down 13% compared to the fourth quarter of 2018. There's some areas in town in particular that did not fare well. Cos Cob has had a rough go. That was off 30%. Riverside for the fourth quarter was off 42%. But really what that did was put the year-end numbers with 527 transactions for all of 2019. That is off 11.28% from 594 in 2018. And that is the least number of transactions we've had in town in 7 years. Cos Cob really had the worst part of it. It was off 34% year over year with 55 transactions. Riverside was off 20%. It only had 86 transactions. But as we've discussed, some of the silver linings, Old Greenwich. Old Greenwich was up 12% with 98 showings for closings for the year. And one other area that needs to be highlighted is the backcountry. So the overall Greenwich market was off about 9%, but the backcountry had incredibly strong fourth quarter. It was up 53% for the quarter. And the backcountry ended up the year with 62 closings, and that was versus 45 last year, up 37%.
All right. That part was good, but I guess overall it has to be disappointing, though, John and Stacy, because you were talking about being down 25%. You'd close the gap heading into December, hoping to, you know, maybe, you know, break even or at least come close, but not to be, right? So that's got to be disappointing.
It is a little disappointing. It's just what it is, though. Some interesting things to note, though, while Cos Cob, you know, had a bad year or a a slower year this year.
A slower year this year
in terms of unit sales. 2018 was one of its best years. So it's one of those things where they may just get you know, the offset of traffic based on what it was the year prior. So I think that that's what we're seeing in a lot of these cases, because we did have a pretty decent year throughout 2018. So it could just be, you know, a little bit of a lag from a very strong previous year. Mm-hmm. And now, those are the comparing numbers that we're looking at.
Now, those numbers up in the back country, is that from 45 to 62, I think you said? Was that fourth quarter or for the year?
That was for the year.
For the year. So all this talk about things kind of falling apart in the back, or were the prices really way down then?
Well, it has. So the average price and the median price for the backcountry has come down. But what I think what people are doing is they're recognizing value. So the narrative, rather than everybody trying to move closer to town for efficiency and convenience, is a value proposition. And I think that will continue. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other elements, when you look at numbers and why some of the properties are down, has to do with inventory. So, for instance, with Riverside, which was off 19% for the year, the inventory was off a similar amount. So I just don't think there was as many choices. And Coscom, and we could look at it, but that actual inventory was up significantly. So when you have large spreads, either not enough inventory or too much supply, that will affect the numbers dramatically.
All right. Well, we're hoping that in February you'll be bringing Tom Brady and Gishel Bundchen in to talk about their new acquisition that's been rumored for months, right? We'll have the and maybe that'll be that'll create a
hopefully it brings a
Brady
more
bump.
New
we'll call
traffic
it.
Into
a Brady
Greenwich.
Bump, right? Yeah, for Greenwich, but no insight on to if this is actually taking place. Then, right? Hey, John.
Well, there's a lot of rhetoric. I think that there's a high likelihood that they are already in town, and I do think, to your point, if there's a Brady bump, but it's that visibility. You know, where are the buyers coming from, and who's coming, and why are they choosing to move to Greenwich? Mm-hmm. And so they will bring exposure to Greenwich and awareness, and just for one of the many, many reasons of why it's moved to town. I mean, It is obviously a great place to raise a family, and I have to imagine that's one of the many considerations that they would have.
I mean, we joke about it, but is it a selling point to say, hey, if it's good enough for Tom Brady and his wife, is it, you know, be good enough for you to live
if
here?
You're then, Pats fan.
I guess, if you're a Patriot, yeah, I guess so, or wherever he's playing this coming season, I guess, right? Yeah.
That's New York fan.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, all right, so interesting. All right, so we'll see how things get going in the new year and whether 2019, not a good year.
2019, not a good year. We got off to an incredibly slow start. One of the reasons that we got off to a slow start is because as we ended 2018, there were not that many properties under that were either pending or under contract. With 12 closings month to date, with 35 pendings and 38 properties under contract, that far surpasses the activity that we'd had at the beginning of last year. So if and when those close, that should bode well for a first quarter and hopefully a first half. We do have to remember that it is an election year, and there is an element of human nature that as we get into that third quarter, there can be a slowdown as people typically put the pause button for the unknown. Yet to be determined, but with all of the strong economic data, low interest rates, Greenwich certainly low taxes, stock markets at record highs, weather that we see like a past weekend, people are out and about and starting to shop. And so hopefully that will transition into a strong first half, and we'll certainly keep you posted.
All right, great. Thanks, Stacey. Thanks,
John.
Talk to you in February and get the January numbers.
Okay.
That's Stacey Lowe, who is Executive Vice President at Greenwich Association of Realtors and 2020 GAR President, John McAtee. Third Thursday of each month, they join me at this time. WGCH, New Center Time, 8:29. Top national, international.